Coming up on today's Locked On Angels, it is Fridom, so we're having a little bit of fun and counting down the top five opposing broadcaster calls of Shohei Ohtani homers in 2021. That's all right now on Locked On Angels.
You are Locked On Angels, your daily Los Angeles Angels podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hey, everybody, welcome to Locked On Angels, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. And thank you for making Locked On Angels your first listen of the day every single day. I'm your host, Steve Granato. You can follow me on Twitter at Steve Granato, G-R-A-N-A-D-O. And of course, our Locked On account is at Locked On Angels. Before we start counting down our top five calls, this episode is brought to you by Spotify Green Room. Download the Spotify Green Room app and find one of our Locked On rooms. We're going to get to our top five countdown. Again, we're doing Shohei Ohtani opposing broadcaster calls, some of my favorites that I found here in 2021. But before we get to that, though, we do have a bit of news that happened this week. There's been some staff changes with the Angels, and I needed to address this one. This is the third member of the Angels, either front office or coaching staff, that has been let go to our knowledge. Matt Swanson, who is the scouting director for the Angels, was let go on Wednesday. He was hired by Billy Epler, the former GM of the Angels, back in 2016. So he's been with the Halos for about 5 years or so now. So again, he is the third person that has been let go alongside third base coach Brian Butterfield and catching coach Jose Molina. We've talked about this a couple of times, but Perry Manassian has talked about right at the end of the season about having performance reviews and how there was probably going to be some staff turnover. And it looks like that is the case. So we've been kind of chronicling these, some of these smaller behind the scenes moves, nothing super major. It's not like Joe Maddon's been let go or anything like that. But right now, this is the next one. And this is a fairly big one. The scouting director, again, Matt Swanson, has been with the Halo since 2016. There has not been a replacement name just yet. You know, it's obviously a bigger role in the Angel system, and it doesn't have an immediate impact, at least from a fan perspective, from, you know, play on the field, but it obviously does have a lot to do with front office mentality and just where the Angels go as far as their prep and collegiate stuff. So this is a bit of a move. The Angels have obviously turned around their farm system a little bit. You know, just a few years ago, they were dead last in Major League Baseball. Now they're somewhere near the middle of the pack as far as strength of the farm. So jobs were done. Obviously, Matt Swanson oversaw the entirety of this year's draft with all the pitchers being taken. So we'll see what the Angels go with forward. Again, there's not much news on this front. All we know is that Matt Swanson was let go. Okay, that's pretty much the only news that was going on here over the last couple of days. So we're going to go ahead and jump right in into our Fridom. Normally, this is just our third segment show. But today I said, you know what? Let's have a lot of fun here today and wrap up this week with some really dumb stuff, but in a good way. So Shohei obviously had an incredible season. I don't think I need to tell you that. But I found this YouTube video that I thought was pretty fun, and it gave me an idea. So it's all the opposing broadcasters' home run calls for Shohei Ohtani. And so I'm going to do the top five that I found. I listened to all of them, and these were some of my favorites. We have some honorable mentions as well. We have, you know, somewhere in the teens. I didn't count all of them, but we have a good chunk of them right here, so I wanted to play them for you. If you're watching this on YouTube, unfortunately, I can't show you the videos of these calls. We don't have the rights to the videos, but I can play the audio, and for our audio listeners, obviously, that's awesome because that's exactly what you're doing. I'm a play-by-play broadcaster myself, so I have an affinity, and I love listening to play-by-play and being a student of the game in that regard. So I always love hearing an opposing call. I always find it really interesting to see a different perspective. Obviously, we hear Matty V or, you know, any other broadcaster for a home team who's really excited about a homer. So it's fun to be able to hear the opposing side. So we're going to jump to number five here. The number five call in 2021 for the opposing broadcaster. I have a bit of a cop-out here. This is going to be two different calls, but it's a lot of fun. So let's go to Shohei Ohtani's number 18 home run of the season. The Angels are trailing 5-2 on June 15th in Oakland. Shohei is coming to the plate in the top of the eighth against Jesus Luzardo. So let's go ahead and dive right into this one. This is our number five. Again, there's going to be two. So this is the first one. This is a part two, or a one and two part. So here is Glenn Kiper with the call.
Rangers got him and they kept it.
That was loud.
And fast.
That is number 18 for Shohei Ohtani. And I'll be real curious about the exit velocity on that one.
But put it this way, it was being caught before Ohtani even reached first base.
And as mentioned, there is another one that has to go along with this. This is all part number five. So for still number five, this is now the 19th homer of the year in Oakland. The very next day against Cole Irvin, top of the second, Angels up 3-0. And now here's Vince Catronio with the call.
Second deck, it's 4-0 Angels.
Wow.
Sometimes, wow is the only thing that needs to be said.
I really love the silence on that second one. I think it's great. It's just like in awe, right? That's what a lot of these are going to be, and it's super fun. I love how the broadcasters always are just like so in awe with the home runs, and so are we, obviously, as fans watching. Sometimes you can kind of get lost and go, yeah, Shohei hit another one, but sometimes you kind of step back and go, oh my gosh, yeah, that was ridiculous. So I do love the silence of those. That second deck bomb was just ridiculous, so tons of fun with that one. Those are tied for number five. Those are my top five, number five here in our top five. Okay, let's jump to number four now. It is now a 3-1 game. The Angels trailing against Casey Mize and the Detroit Tigers. This is in Detroit, against Detroit at home. Number 23 home run of the season for Shohei. It's the bottom of the fifth, and the Angels are trailing 3-1 with a runner on. Slider at 85 down on the plate. Here's Matt Shepard for Bally Sports Detroit with the call.
Did switch bats, by the way. No longer the light blue. Here's the 1-2. And he golfs this one to deep center field.
Way out there, gone.
Tied back up. The mistake to Shohei Ohtani. He buries it in the bushes for his fourth homer of the series. And it's a 3-3 ball game.
Just love the reaction of this one. It's so good. The no way is so funny. Again, these are just super fun. I love hearing the other side of the coin here. I feel like we have that reaction sometimes too. We're just like, no way, he did it again. that's just kind of how Shohei is, especially in 2021. So I really like this call on Bally Sports Detroit. Just no way, he did it again into the trees. Super, super fun. So those are our number five and number four calls from the opposing broadcaster side here in 2021. All right, coming up next, we have our number three and number two calls of the year for opposing broadcasters on Shohei homers. But before we get to that, this episode is brought to you by NetSuite. Slow is just right if you're on vacation, a sloth, or describing QuickBooks. Yeah, not so quick. It sucks you in and slows you down with manual processes, integration difficulties, and glitchy delays that leave you scrambling for the numbers you need. Now is the time to make the switch to NetSuite by Oracle, the number one financial system, because NetSuite gives you the visibility and control of your financials, inventory, HR, e-commerce, and much more. It's everything you need to grow all in one place. With NetSuite, you can automate your processes and close your books in no time, no matter how big your business grows. Failing to switch to NetSuite will leave you stuck trying to make sense of your books while your competitors sprint ahead. 93% of surveyed businesses increase their visibility and control since switching to NetSuite. And right now, special financing is back. NetSuite is offering a one-of-a-kind financing program only for those ready to switch today. So you can head to netsuite.com/lockedon right now. Get special financing at netsuite.com/lockedon. Once again, that's netsuite.com/lockedon. This episode is also brought to you by Built Bar. Did you know that Built Bar has a ton of delicious flavors and there's something for everybody? When you talk to a Built Bar fan, they're definitely passionate about their favorites. If you don't know the flavors, here are some of them. Coconut, cherry, raspberry, orange, strawberry, caramel, cookies and cream, and a bunch more. If you haven't tried all the flavors, get a mixed box and you can get two of the each of the 9 flavors. It's totally the way to go to get that mixed box. Not only are they delicious and good tasting, they're healthy too. 17 to 18 grams of protein per bar, calories from 130 to 180, only 4 or 5 grams of sugar, and only 4 or 5 grams of net carbs. They all are amazingly tasting and they're all super healthy. If you order today, get the grasshopper cookie or the raspberry or whichever one you like. I like all the flavors, so you might want to check out, again, that mixed box is going to be the way to go so you can find your favorite. Built Bar is the official protein bar of the U.S. track and field team, so you know you can trust it. Go to built.com and use promo code LOCKED15. That's LOCKED15 to get 15% off your order. That's promo code LOCKED15 for 15% off at built.com. Okay, back here on Locked On Angels, we are counting down the top 5 opposing broadcaster calls for Shohei home runs this year. Having a little bit of fun here on Friday. So let's go ahead and keep it going here. You heard number 5 and you heard number 4. So let's go ahead and jump in to number 3. This is Shohei's number 29 homer of the season. We're going to ship out to home here again and face off with the Baltimore Orioles. It's July 2nd. The Angels are trailing 6-2. And on the very first pitch against Keegan Aiken in the bottom of the third, this is what he does. Here's the call from the Baltimore booth.
3-run double. Orioles scored 4 in the top of the third. They lead 6-2. They lead 6-3. Shohei Ohtani with his major league leading 29th home run.
Well, Ohtani's going to participate in the All-Star Game in the Home Run Derby. Be the first Japanese player to ever do it, but almost like he's been participating in the Home Run Derby since the first day of the season.
I absolutely love this one. They are leading 6-2, 6-3. That immediate switch is so funny and so charismatic. I love that call. That is such a good one. That's definitely a contender for one of the tops of the year. They're leading 6-2. All right, make that 6-3. I super love that one. That's a really good one. So yeah, that was the number 3 call from the Baltimore booth. Again, that was July 2nd. So Shohei is just absolutely going off, ready to take on the All-Star game. Tons of fun. Love that one. Number 29 against the Orioles. All right, let's go ahead and jump right ahead now. Number 2. Same day, so we are still on July the 2nd. This is one of the more ridiculous games of the year for Shohei, and one that definitely sticks out in my mind when watching back some of the highlights from 2021. This is one that sticks out. So that was number 29. This is now number 30 on the season. The Angels, again, were trailing 6-2. That homer made it 6-3. Now when Shohei comes to the plate here in the fourth inning, the Angels are just trailing 6-5. Shohei's facing off against Dylan Tate, and it's a 2-1 pitch. Once again, here is the call, number 2 of the year.
Oh, left field. He did it again. Angels in the lead. Ohtani with home runs in consecutive innings. A circus act in Anaheim.
It's just another good one, man. I love that little, oh, that's the feeling right there if you're on the other side of the ball, right? Oh, and then he did it again. Yeah, literally consecutive innings, man. That's a whole lot of fun. I love that call. It's so genuine. It's just that, oh, that defeated feeling. You're just like in awe of what's going on. He did it again. That's a great one. I really, really love that call. So there you go. Those are number 3 and number 2 on the year. Best opposing broadcaster Shohei calls of the season. Coming up next, our number one opposing broadcaster, Shohei Home Run Call. But before we get to that, this episode is brought to you by Bet Online. They are back and better than ever. A new web interface for the start of basketball season and more props, odds, and lines than ever before. Bet Online remains your number one spot for all the basketball and football action this season. You can head to Bet Online's updated desktop or mobile website to sign up and receive a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. That's a sweet, sweet deal. Use the promo code Locked On and you can get that bonus. Again, that's Locked On. From basketball, football, postseason baseball, hockey, boxing, UFC, and even Vegas casino games, don't wait to take advantage of all the amazing offers available for 2021. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your favorite sports. BetOnline, where the game starts. All right, back here on Locked On Angels, Fried Dumb. Good stuff here today, just having a lot of fun. So let's go ahead and jump in. We do have our number one still to go, but before we do that, let's hop back in and take a listen to some that didn't make the cut. These are your honorable mentions.
Crushed. Man. Home run number 14 for Ohtani.
Well, he's having fun, all right.
He said he was looking forward to facing him.
Drill deep to right. There it is. See ya. A bullet into the bleachers by Ohtani. And it's 1-0 Angels.
I've seen enough. Well, matter of fact, I've heard enough. Did you hear the sound of that ball, Cody? I mean, there's a certain sound to the premier hitters, and Ohtani has it. Absolute missile.
Going to have to be talked about, obviously.
Uh-oh. Ohtani pulls this one on a line to right, and it's his 32nd home run of the season.
I think he heard me also. Dang it.
This is annihilated. Wow. Whoa, no! Where few men have ever gone before, that is something like we may never see again.
And he's just put the Angels in front. Ohtani with his 35th home run of the year. A couple of doubles last night. But he takes Coolum deep, and it's 3-2 Angels.
Like to get rid of signs and get rid of those cards as well. Oh, boy. Ohtani, number 45, deep into the stands in right field. Shohei Ohtani absolutely crushed that pitch. It's now a 10-5 game.
You ready? 116.1.
Wow.
All right, those were a bunch of fun. All four and those honorable mentions were pretty good, but this is my favorite, and we're going to have to jump all the way back to the beginning of the season. It's April 13th. The Angels are in Kansas City at Kauffman Stadium. Royals are leading in this moment 2-0, top of the fifth. Again, this is April 13th. Two outs and the bases are empty. Shohei's facing off with Danny Duffy, and he absolutely crushed this ball. Here is Steve Stewart on Royals Radio with the number one opposition home run call for Shohei Ohtani in 2021.
Oh my. How far will that one go? Well, that is his fourth home run.
I just love the astonishment on both of that, like both broadcasts just going, Oh man. You know, it's like seeing a dude tee off. It's like that, remember that Trout video of him in spring training in 2020 when he went to Top Golf? That's like kind of that same vibe. You're just like, oof, man, that was something right there. Absolutely love that call. My number one. I want to hear from you guys, however, which one is your favorite? I really like all of these. And again, all the honorable mentions. There's so many good ones this year. I will leave a link to that YouTube video that has all of them. If you're curious in watching that, it will be in the episode description here on YouTube. And of course, the show notes on our audio platforms. But yeah, super, super fun. I thought it would be cool to kind of decompress this year. Obviously, we have tons to talk about this offseason as far as Shohei and what the future holds for him. He was just nominated for a couple of players awards from the MLBPA. So all the awards are coming for Shohei Ohtani, and there's plenty still to talk about with him. So again, let me know which ones were your favorite, and did I miss any? Did you have any other ones that you liked a little bit better? Better sound off in the comments below. You can always tell me on Twitter as well, at Locked On Angels and at Steve Granato. Don't forget to call our voicemail line. Tell me about your favorite call, or tell me about your favorite Shohei moment here in 2021. You could be on a future episode. Our voicemail line to be a part of the show is 714-409-6396. That's 714-409-6396. Give me a call and let me know. It's always in the episode description if you're looking for that phone number. Don't forget to check out my merch line, 27 Merch. Check out the Just the Halo sticker, Rory's Words, and of course the classic 2-7 logo. Got some great stuff coming in. I just ordered some more to get printed, so I am excited to be able to wear that on this show. Very cool. But again, 2-7 Merch, support my local brand on Redbubble. It is available in the episode description as well. And my two podcasts that you can check out as well, the one that is about baseball, it's an 8-part docuseries called Our Game, O-U-R-G-A-M-E, examining the Latin contributions to American baseball. We asked the question, who is the Latino Jackie Robinson? And found out that the answer was way more complicated. 8-part docuseries goes from the beginnings of baseball to present day, and we cover a lot of history. So if you're looking to learn something, especially here in the offseason, I highly recommend checking out my 8-part docuseries. If you want something completely different and has nothing to do with baseball, you can check out my other podcast called Movies I Should Have Watched. We are wrapping up Halloween month here on Movies I Should Have Watched. My best friend Alex and I are watching a bunch of old movies from at least 19 years ago here in Halloween month, and we are seeing if they hold up in 2021. We did Ghostbusters, Friday the 13th, Halloween, Nightmare on Elm Street, and next week we're covering The Ring from 2002. Hey, Angels here win the World Series. And actually, I think I mentioned it on that episode. But yeah, Movies I Should Have Watched, available on podcast platforms everywhere. Of course, it's linked in the episode description. I want to thank you for making Locked On Angels your first listen of the day, for your second listen of the day to get you through the postseason. Check out Locked On MLB. Paul Francis Sullivan, a.k.a. Sully, brings you his unique perspective on the Major League's past and present. It's available and free on all platforms. All right, that's going to do it for us in today's Locked On Angels. Hopefully you guys had a lot of fun with this one. I wanted to end your week on a high note here. And if you're checking us out here on YouTube, thanks so much for checking us out. Make sure to hit that subscribe button. We cover Shohei, and of course, we cover tons of Angels content Monday through Friday, a new episode every single day here on YouTube, and of course, on audio platforms everywhere. We will talk to you next week. Hope you guys are enjoying the postseason, and we'll start the World Series up here coming very shortly. So we will talk to you next week with more Angels goodness. But until then, have a good week, and everybody, later.